Good morning. Well, we've seen the Australian market opening in negative territory for Friday's session, and this is after a pretty lackluster session in the US overnight. Now, tonight in the States, we get GDP or growth coming through for the last quarter, and since the close of the US markets, we've had some of the giants in the technology sector coming out with results like Intel, Amazon, also Alphabet, which is the parent of Google. So there'll be a fair bit for the US investors to react to overnight, and we're already seeing some positive reactions coming through in the Asian session today. Now, if we have a look at the Australian market, it's opened down, and at the moment we've seen the market down around 15 points. The energy sector is weaker as the materials are also in negative territory. We did see a bit of a sell down in some of those commodity prices overnight, with BHP and Rio lower in the overseas markets, and BHP at the moment down around 1.6%. We've also seen the gold players are weaker, even with that gold price holding around that $1,265. US dollar an ounce mark. Newcrest down by 4.6% and Northern Star down by 5.8%. The technology sector is higher. We've got Computershare leading the charge. They're up by 3.5% today, and also some good money going into Iress. And if we have a look at Tattersalls, they've come through today and said they've rejected the $6 billion private equity takeover challenge coming through from Pacific Consortiums. They say that that's not superior to the bid they've already received due to the merger of Tabcorp. So today we've seen that Tattersalls shares are down around 1.9%, with Tabcorp shares down slightly, down around 0.5% at the moment. Charter Hall in the trading hold, they're looking to raise around $275 million so they can get more purchases into their current vehicles that they're already investing in. And we've also seen that Channel 10 shares, which did fall yesterday on that weaker than expected result, a bigger loss coming through in the last half, concerns about their costing, seeing their share price falling another 11% today. Lastly, looking at the Australian dollar, well, it has continued to see more weakness in the Asian session, currently holding at 74.65 US cents.